O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With faith in God, by which we live, by lasting hope that spurs on faith, and by the grace of charity, we sing the glory of the Christ, led forth at this third hour to die. He gave himself in sacrifice and suffered hanging on the cross to find his sheep and lead them home. Made free by his redeeming blood, as humble servants let us pray that he may save from worldly pride all those released from death's decree. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love. My part I have resolved, O Lord, is to obey your word. With all my heart I implore your favor. Show the mercy of your promise. I have pondered over my ways and returned to your will. I have made haste and did not delay to obey your commands. Though the nets of the wicked ensnared me, I remembered your law. At midnight I will rise and thank you for your just decrees. I am a friend of all who revere you, who obey your precepts. Lord, your love fills the earth. Teach me your commands. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O God, listen to my prayer. Do not hide from my pleading. Attend to me and reply. With my cares I cannot rest. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me. They assail me with fury. My heart is stricken within me. Death's terror is on me. Trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, to fly away and be at rest. So I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues. For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. It is full of wickedness and evil. It is full of sin. its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us? We walked together in harmony in the house of God. As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon, I will cry and lament. He will deliver my soul in peace in the attack against me. For those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice. God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge, for they will not amend their ways. They have no fear of God. The traitor has turned against his friends. He has broken his word. His speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they are naked swords. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love. God our Savior wants all men to be saved and come to know the truth. And the truth is this: God is one. One also is the mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. He freely gave himself up in sacrifice. He said no word in his defense. O God, who willed your Son to submit for our sake to the yoke of the cross, so that you may drive from us the power of the enemy, grant us your servants to attain the grace of the resurrection, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias.